Sifchaf, Simin Tesvav, Sifchaf. We've been through the three categories of relatives, parents, what we call lateral sibling type relatives and descendants. And last week we started what we call the Tzuga Kovna, the ones who married in into the family and what the Isurim are. Chaf and Chafalaf are relatively easy. Chafalaf is actually a double Tzuga Kovna, which means somebody is Tzuga Kovna, so a Tzuga Kovna. So it's interesting. So let's learn Sif Chaf and Chafalaf, and then the people davening upstairs will be down for the more controversial piece. Sifchaf is basically easy. Eshes ben Bitoi. I gotta think about it. Eshes ben Bitoi, the wife of your grandson through your daughter. Now hold on a second. Eshes ben Binoi was the previous Sif. It's also midrabanan. Okay, a grandchild sibling. We should be zeichet to see. A grandchild sibling could come through your son, could come through your daughter. What?
Spouse.
A grandchild spouse. I apologize. Start again. A grandchild spouse. Okay, good. A grandchild spouse. A tzugakum. So somebody who marries a grandchild is not awesome in Atayra.
But it has to be through the daughter?
So that's the thing. Now, all the cases in Shulchan Aruch, we're talking about the male is also to the female, just the structure. So you have a grandfather whose grandson got married. The one the grandson marries is an Erva D'Rabbanan, no matter how it's a grandson. However, it's interesting, it says here, Eshes ben Bitoi, your grandson, through your daughter, Asur Midrabbanan, V'yesh la hefsik. Your great-grandson's wife, we should be able to see such things, the great-grandson's wife wants to marry you. The great-grandson's wife, Eshla Hefsik, is not awesome. But wait, look at the previous Sif, your test. Eshla's ben Binai, Asura Midrabbanan Ve'Eshla Hefsik. Chazal, they were so into this, Eshla's ben Binai, the grandson's wife, is also no matter what. The great-grandson's wives, they said it depends. If it's your great-grandson through your son's son, then it's forever. If it's your great-grandson through your daughter, then it's not forever. What's the difference? Why is one different than the other? So it says that you always find that Ben is different. He says, because a Ben carries your name, carries the family name. So, if your name, your last name is whatever it is, I don't know about Stern and Klein, but if your last name is a less common name like Brat, and you have, so you'll have, God willing, great grandchildren, the last name will be Brat. Say, oh, are you related to Yerachmiel? I say, yeah. How'd you know? Well, because that's your common name. But if it's your daughter's child, so they're going to say, Scheinfeld, are you related to Brad? No one's going to say that. You know, it's four generations. I was going to say it. So the word is that by a great, since you carry the family name, even before they had family names, you carried the Ben Ben's name. So therefore, it continues, and that's the chilik that it says in all of the Paiskim, and that's the difference. So Sefer Tshuva writes this chilik.
So only Ben
Achaben. So Ben Achaben is a bad Hefsik, because no matter how far down it goes, it's always going to be Nikra al Shemai. He brings Gemara. There's some Sefer says it. Gemara Yevamis. Loi Omru Kalas Bitoi, Ela Mishum Kalas Benoi. They asked Kalas Bitoi, the grandson's wife to your daughter, Otu, the grandson to your son. Amle Abaya Larava. Asbaralach. That doesn't seem to need a whole lot of explanation. So if yes, what's he explaining? They asked your grandson's wife to your daughter. Okay, that's how you do it. He says, Asbaralach, I'll explain it to you. Kugayin kalosa de bebar tisoi. Kugayin kalosa de beira papa baraba. We're going Kalase de Beimori Barisik. So what in the world is going on in this Gemara? I'll explain it to you, and he gives examples. So Sefer says Geshmak. He says the Isser, a son's, it's always Nikra al Shemai. A son's daughter's son, and once he's a daughter mixed in and generations go through, it's not really Nikra al Shemai. See, the Gemara said Kagain, the three Kagains, one was a big Talmud Chacham, one was a rich man, and one was a famous man. And it was through his daughter. So he said, even if everyone knows, oh, you're Zaydis, Rothschild, like the by Rothschild, they know they're Tzulukhuman also. Right? So even if you're Zaydis, a rich person, so I'm going to buy the rubber, Asbrolach. I'll explain to you that no matter how close it is, that's out of some cipher, interesting some cipher. This is how he explains the. This halacha, it's on Chafal from Vez in Yavamis, and that's how he explains it. So not much to discuss. It's a mitzvah.
What's not like last night?
This was worrying because we just spoke about it last night. Is it a din that you're supposed to go with your father's name? Like it's covered, or it's just a mitzvah like that? Last night I mentioned that Rabbi Kiva Eger, last name was Gans. If you take out his tshuvas, he signs it. He doesn't sign it Eger. He says that I keep again. So it's like it's a halachi you're supposed to. That's keep an adhus to take, or
100 years ago they didn't have it.
Yeah, but they called them after their mishpacha. What Rabbi Kiva Eger was 1800. They had it. Even the Marsha. Took a name Isserles. He took after his mother. They say stories that his mother raised him or something. What? She supported it. Whatever it was, she took
a different name. Rabbi Yashiv too, right?
Yeah. Rabbi Yashiv, they changed in the family name. Rabbi Yashiv, Rabbi Yashiv really comes from a from the I forgot from a Israeli well known family. His Zayda, the Baal
Leshem,
had moved to Eretz Yisrael, and then there were hungers, there were terrible hungers, and he had to move out. So he made like a neder to come back, so he took the name Eli Yashuv. He took the name El Yashuv for the Mishpacha, like a neder that he's going to go back, and the name stuck. So to change the name, alright, and it seems it's a mitzvah, so I'm just talking about it. It's not a halacha that you can't. What? It's a common name. Huh? Yoshua is actually a common name, especially in Ezra. There are a lot of people, when they have the list of names, they're not Tanakh names. Very few people. There's nobody named Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. You know, in Shas, if I'm not mistaken, there's no Avram and there's no Moshe.
Or Shlomo or David.
Or David or Shlomo. There are a few names that there's Rabbi Yitzchak or Rabbi Yaakov and Amalira. There's no Avram, there's no Moshe, he says no David, there's no Shlomo. It seems some names, either they were afraid to take it, or the mazel, everything.
Yes. What?
That's what people say, that they had recovered. Anyway, this is a sifchaf, so God willing, we should all ask Shilas about great grandchildren's wives. Maybe you should have the opportunity to ask. I wish you would, yes. Okay. Chafalif is a double tzuga kominer. A tzuga kominer to a tzuga kominer. Eshes ben ishtai. A man is probably in a second marriage. He has a stepson. So the stepson is a tzuga kominer. And then this tzuga kominer gets married, takes a wife. Eshes ben ishtai, a tzuga kominer. So a tzuga kominer muteresai. They didn't ask her a double whammy. V'chein ishtay muta uben ishtay muta ishtay. Uben ishtay muta ishtay. That's not a double. I guess it is a double tzuga kominah. It means he's married. Ben ishtay, he marries his stepson. And then either his wife dies or whatever it is, and then he marries a second wife. And then he dies. So the wife to the stepson, that's muta.
Just a guess.
Or just a get. Get or dies, right. Okay, so again, not a complicated thing. A tzuga kominer. So a tzuga kominer, that's what's mutter here. A Simcha Beis is already one of the most famous relatives. Eshes Achiv. Okay, as you all know, Eishes Achiv is where the Parsha of Yibum exists. It's a unique type of an erva. It's an erva that's karis, and under certain conditions becomes a mitzvah. It's a karis, and under certain conditions it actually becomes a mitzvah to marry. So that's Eishes Achiv. So the straight din, when there's no Yibum, Beimin Aben Beina Aim, Beimin Asum Beina Men Haznus, Asur Min HaTaira, there's no question. Eishes Achiv, no matter how it's your brother, it's a blood brother, but even through Znus it's a brother. It means the father was Mazan and had another son. The Eishes Achiv in all cases is this a Deraisa, and that's Dava Pasha. All the Torah in the first two prakim of Yevamis, we say Shir and Yevamis, all the mountains of Achrayim, I don't mean just the Rav Baruch Pez and the Rav Shleimes and the Rav Shimons, I mean going back to the Shar Melech and the Mekiva Eger and the Meluim, going back for 400-500 years, they're busy fighting to understand the Isser Eishes Achiv. If the Isser of a brother's wife, which is an Erva, it's Chayiv Karis, and falls to Yibum, and then there's a mitzvah Yibum, so the tumul is, does the Torah say, she's your Erva? But Yibum overrides, the same Rabbi Shalom who said it's an Erva, said, this Erva you're allowed to marry, because there's a mitzvah, in the case of a mitzvah of Yibum. What? Lachim Shem, there's definitely a reason. Or do we say, the language they use is paka, do we say Eishes Achiv is an Isser? But B'makim Yibum, it's paka Isser Eishes Achiv. The Isser Eishes Achiv comes off. It's not pshat that when you marry when you marry a do Yibum that you're either an Erva, but it's a mutter. No, the word is it's not an Erva B'makim Yibum. Now, just to say a nafkamina, just to stay straight, just to make a nafkamina, the very big nafkamina, first I'll tell you a simple one, then I'll tell you what they tumble about. The simplest nafkamina would be, Zaman Yomim de Gemara, that Yibum needs Eidus L'Kiyume. We know, if you're Mekadosh and Isha, there's no one in the room, and you say, Harem Kudeshti V'Tabazu, and you go and you give her a ring, and you go to a Rav, and you say, I meant it, she meant it, we did it, what's a din? The din is that you're not married. You need Eidus L'Kiyume. Eidus L'Kiyume means, normally Eidus is just to prove it. I sell you a house, I have witness. Even if they have no, I don't need the witnesses. If I agree I sold you the house, and you agree I sold you the house, it's sold. Yeah. But the Eidus is just Eidei Raya. Eidus to prove it. Eidus L'Kiyume means that by Arayus, by Gittin, and Kedushin, and Chalitza, you need Eidus, or else it's not a Kedushin. Without Eidus, it's Eidus L'Kiyume. The source of it is a discussion, not for now, but there's no question that Kedushin with no witnesses, Gittin with no witnesses, Chalitza with no witnesses is nothing. And the Mandiyam in the Gemara, it says, who are the Yibum? Yibum has to be with witnesses. Now, it's enough that you do a Yichud L'Shem Yibum, you don't have to be in the room, Mishas Tashmish, But you need Eidus Eidus L'Kiyume. Without it, it's nothing. What would be the din of a man is Boyel Yevimtai without witnesses? So he's not a kind of mitzvah. He has a mitzvah to marry to Dvini Miyabim Har, but you have to do it with witnesses. He was Boyel Har without witnesses. Do we say he's Ivan Issa Erva and the child's a mamzer? He was Bayal Eishes Achiv, and it's Eishes Achiv, and it's Shalai B'Makim Mitzvah. So what? She's Zakuk to the Mitzvah of Yibum, but now you're not doing Yibum. If you learn it's in Erva, but Yibum overrides, if you're not doing Yibum, then it's not. If you learn, no, B'makim Yibum, there is no Erva of Eishes Achiv, then there's no Erva of Eishes Achiv. It's a nafkamina. If the child for such a thing would be a mamzer. That's the simplest nafkamina.
She doesn't have a base for her big father. She's an island as well.
There's no mitzvah. Then there's certainly Esher. Yeah.
So it continues. Esher continues.
There's no shal if she's an alienist to it, or no shal if she's pregnant. There's no mitzvah. Right. It's what? Well, if it's for the so you could clear. I don't think it's true. But if you're right, you're right. I'm just illustrating an afkamina. I'll tell you an afkamina I talk about in a minute. What's most fascinating is we read the parasha Sakharim as Kedoshim. You know, if you're like me, you read the Ervis, this Ervis, that Ervis. You know, I'm not ready for Faher on them, but you get the gist of it. The Lashon HaTorah by a husband's wife, the Isser, not Ibum. Isser is Isha Shiikachas Eshes Achiv Nidahi.
Brother's wife.
The only Eshes Achiv, brother's wife. It's by your brother's wife, the Torah says Nidahi. The only one. No one ever say Nidahu. It says in Torah's Kayanim, there's not a Jewish cipher. The Torah's Kayanim, the Medrash. Why does it say Nidahi? Nida means she's supposed to be distant from you. Why only this Erva? It says, Ma Nida is an Isser. That comes off. A woman's a Nida, she counts the Kiyam, she goes to the mikveh, the Isser comes off. The same thing, Eishes Achiv, Nidahi. It's a type of Isser that could come off. So Torah's Kayanim says that when you fall to Yibam, in Napshat, the Isser remains, but Yibam is more important. Like I say, Dechalesis. No. The Vard is that Nidahi, that the Isser comes off in certain cases. Fascinating. It's in the Chumash there, you know, like. So this is the.
Can that be the case where he's bridal and his Ibama without paying them?
Right.
Is the mamzer or not?
So that's nafkamina. That's the clair that these achrayim clair. If it's a mamzer, they actually declare the Shara Melech, which is usually quoted as the original of the clair. He has a long arichas in the Shara Melech. He clairs much for lundish. A Kayin Gadol, the Isser of a Kayin Gadol to a Almana is a Sei Vilois Asei. So the Gemara says Yibum is not Daicha a Sei Vilois Asei. So if a Kayin Gadol, his brother dies and leaves him a Yavama, there's no mitzvah of Yibum because it's a Sei Vilois Asei. Right? A Kayin Gadol, is Mr. Besula Yikach and a Manu Grisham Chalola. Whatever lashon is. So Shara Melech clears the first Avni Melun Hilchas Yibum and Kofayin Dalit. If the Kayin Gadol is Bayol Eishes Achiv and they have a child, the child's a mamzer. Do we say the Mokam Yibum? There's no Isser of a sister in law, no such Isser. I Aser, yes, and I say Valais, I say. Kayin Gadol to Ramana. That's not mamzer, right? A mamzer ela mechayve krisis. We pass a man mechayve krisis. So the Shar Melech, Davim Lum, Claire, but they Claire with a gigantic arichus. Incredible! They're the mayach they had for Torah, big arichus. They Claire, if a Kayin Gadol is miyabim, his brother's wife, be iser, is the Iver and Issacharis? It's a brother. It's a sister-in-law, and there's no mitzvah. So is it an Issacharis and Charles and Mamzer? We say no. The Issacharis falls off from Makim Yibam. Is this a say Valais say the child's not a Mamzer? This is the Tzura in which they still have
Vek. When it comes off, when does it come off? Shas when's the Misa or Shas when you do the
Misa? I assume B'Shas that the Zokuk Yibam. If it comes off, as soon as the Mitzvah Yibam, it comes off. That doesn't understand me what they're saying.
Now, why would some Pashas Pesach, if it doesn't override that Yisr of Amana also, if the Torah says you have to be Miyam?
That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara and Daf Chav, Chav Amid Beis.
Yeah,
we spend the whole Daf Beis and Gimel looking at Chav Amid Beis, and the shame is the yeshivas never get to Chav Amid Beis. The Yisr Elavim are the Yaseh Dechaleis, it says earlier, but the Yisr Elavim, be a Rishana to be a Shniya, all these things. The Gemara says it for a passion. It is very hard to say Shir and Yavamis. Most Masechtis You learn Kedushin. So it's Kabbalah. You learn the sukkahs of Kinyan Eved Ivri and Eved Kanani, and sukkah of Ribbis. Yavamis, the problem with the first two prokham of Yavamis, it's all about Yavamis. Except Asay Derech L'Asay, they are four blot. Very challenging to give a shiur. I remember I have a friend, he's a 12th grade Rebbe in one of the Masiftis. He was saying, Yavamis the first time. I told him, good luck. You see, I did it for tonight. I'm never going to get past Asay Derech L'Asay. I learned Daf Beis and Gimel Amin Aleph, talk about Yibam. The rest of the year, we'll learn Asay Derech L'Asay because very, very hard. What I did is every time I gave shiur on Yavamis, I skipped Asay Derech L'Asay. I left it for Tu Bishvat till Pesach. And I learned Yavamis straight. And, you know, by Tu Bishvat, it started to get a little monotonous. We switched to Asay Derech L'Asay. But I'll never forget, a person in my shiur, was got a big Talmud Chacham. The first time I said it, I think it was in my shiur for the whole cycle. It was there for Yavamis. One day after his shiur, he comes over, he says, Rebbe, do me one favor. Don't say any new pshatim in Isser Eishas Achiv. The whole Masechta revolves around, I shouldn't say the whole Masechta, much of it, revolves around the lumdis of Eishas Achiv b'makim Yibam. What the geder of the Isser is. If it's b'chlal not an Isser, if it is an Isser, if it depends on Yibam or Chalitza, a lot of the Masechta turns on this tumbling to understand what happens to Eishas Achiv. I'll just try to give you a smattering of what the tumbling is about to give a feel about it. And it's one of those sugyas that it's impossible. I mean, there's such a variation of opinion that it's very, very difficult. Is there any Gemara? There's one Gemara, hopefully I'll remember it. Well, Gemara gets last, but I'm afraid of first, but there's a lot of tumbling about it. The school of thought, what's the pashtus? This, it comes off, it doesn't come off. What would you say? It does come off. The Rav Baruch Ber, in his first piece on the Masechta, he brings a Taisvis. Taisvis says, what happens, Taisvis Daf Lamed Hei, he says, what happens if a man is Miyavim, his sister-in-law, and Rachman Othlon then finds out that she's pregnant, which means that there was no mitzvah. What can he do to save himself? He turns, she's pregnant. So he davens successfully that the baby should be, she should lose the baby. She loses the baby. Now, you follow? What's the issue? But she's pregnant. Pregnant is not the issue. The issue is that he's pregnant. So I shouldn't say he davens. Tosfos doesn't say he davens. Tosfos says he's bayol muberes ishtoy v'nimsu muberes and reshuvi pila. The question is, was he over in Issacharis or not? Was he over in Issacharis when he was bayol, when she's a muberes, when he wasn't allowed to? What? The Sheva says a shaygeg. It's not kamina for a chatos. What? It's supposed to be Afchana. He didn't do it. Nice and shy. What? You have to remember, she's married for many years, never became pregnant. So. He's a Pesheya. The question is, was he over or wasn't he over? So Tais says that he's not over. He's not over. Even though Bishas Mai said there was no mitzvah. He didn't make a... I mean, he thought there was a mitzvah, but there was no mitzvah. So the Rav Baruch Ber learns that it's, he owns it to Raya, that's Hufka. That comes off. There's a second Raya, maybe simpler, a cotton who's Miyabim Eisha Sachiv. He's not supposed to. A cotton, he's over 9, 10, 11 year old, and he's Miyabim Eisha Sachiv. So one din is that Yibum doesn't need Das. Kedusha needs Das. Git needs Das. Yibum, it says, Afilu Nafilu Menagagu, Poga, whatever that means, it's also. So a katan was Bayal Eishes Achiv. So it says, funny lashon, it says, tis Gadla, she should raise him and be married to him. So Rav Baruch Ber says, but there's no mitzvah of Yibum, he's a katan. No mitzvah. So why isn't it an Erevah? It's a raya that the erva just comes off. It's not the mitzvah that takes it off. It's the erva that comes it off.
In the first case, if she was Luberis, the erva was there.
The erva, it's the zgala l'mafreya, the erva wasn't there. B'shas ma'isa, it wasn't a mitzvah. But it's the zgala l'mafreya that there was no erva. We thought there was an erva. But muberis is not an erva. Having a child is an erva. Makes it an erva. Muberis, we're thinking it's going to be an iser. But chayshish, that she'll have a child. If she doesn't have a child, then the mitzvah is... So there's what the tumul.
Also,
boyel
is only allowed.
So that's it's a gemara. Boyel chalitzusa. If it's what the din is, it's a gemara. Now I'll get to it in a second. I want to tell you. So Rav Baruch Ber, among others, feels that it's a that it's vadei hufka. Yeshua, among others, nemzad that it's loy hufka. He says if a man's brother dies without children, he goes over to the woman, he gives a kes of kiddushin. The midrabban is something called maimer, but the minatayra. He gives a kes of kiddushin, nachal. Yibum is only through bia. If there's no erva, why isn't it chal? So he nemzad that it's loy hufka. And everybody else makes machlekes rishayim out of it. The Shar Melech makes it a machlekes, the Rambam and Taisus. It's this is what the Tumah League is about, and there are two interesting, particularly interesting rayas. One, which seems to be a solid raya, if Reuven dies without children and Shimon is miyabin, pashut. Then Shimon dies without children. Levi is Miyavim. Now this woman has two Isser Eshesach. She was married to his brother Reuven. She was married and Reuven died. But then someone did Yibum. There's no mitzvah for a second brother to do Yibum out to Reuven. Right? Reuven died. It fell to Yibum, Shimon and Levi. And Shimon is the one that chose to do it. So Shimon's Miyavim. So now Shimon died. So it's clear in the Gemara that Levi is Miyabim. Eshesh Shneimeis. So the question is, how could Levi be Miyabim? Ganskut the Isser Eshesh Ach of Shimon is a mitzvah Yibum. But what's with the Isser Eshesh Ach of Reuven? That Isser, there's no mitzvah. That Isser has no. If you have a woman, that's an erva to you in two directions. So you can't be Miyabim if she's a man's sister and also a man's daughter. All the tesvav examples. If it's a man's daughter marries his brother, and the brother dies, he can't be Miyabim. Right. His Eshesach falls off, but there's a second erva. Can't be Miyabim. So why, when Reuven died, and then Shimon died, how come Levi can be Miyabim? There are two ervas here. It's Eshesh Achim Shimon, it's Eshesh Achim Reuven. How is he mutter in Eshesh Achim Reuven? So make it worse, not better. This is Zukasa is not even Isser. But in Lamai said that he didn't cut it. Today it doesn't exist. Right? Because Shimon was the Abba. It's a Rai that's Paka. It seems to be a strong Rai. So see, this one Rai seems strong. Now, there's this. What? There was. What? It's not true. Even if a man and woman don't have children, it's lachem lachem sheng. One bia is the mitzvah. That's it. If you're not pregnant from it, the bia shnia is not a mitzvah. Bia shnia is a rishus, not a mitzvah. Once they're married, it's them. There's a strong raya the other way from Abba Shol. Abba Shol says that somebody who marries Yevimtai, not l'shei mitzvah, mishum noi, mishum kesef, he's kipagea be'erva. He's kipagea be'erva, shalai mokha mitzvah. The mitzvah is l'hakam l'achim shem. That's why, at least by Ashkenazim, we don't do Yibum for hundreds of years. Because we have a meaning not to do, because we're afraid. Abishol said, if you buy all Yavam, shalai l'shei mitzvah, Mishum Noi, Mishum Kesef, Mishum anything. So it's Kippah Ge'ev Erev. So Avni Malum says, what kind of Erev? I thought the Erev flew off. No, we said marry a woman, Mishum Noye, Mishum Manin. So, so it's a riot at the Erev stays. All right, so the Gemara of Abishol, it says Kippagei. Okay, it does. But, so, the Bavni Mulum says that Loy Abishol is no shy, the shy is going to everybody else. That's his lush. So this is part of the Tumling. The Gemara you mentioned, there is a Gemara that seems to sort of address it. This Gemara is Dafyun Amud Beis in Yevamis. Hacholitz liyevimtai. Listen to this. Hacholitz liyevimtai v'chazar v'kitsha. He gave a chalitza. There's no mitziyibum any. He gave a chalitza. V'chazar v'kitsha. And then he gave her a ring. He said, Harayam kudeshesli.
Yeah.
It's
in
Chad
Eleven,
no?
She becomes Arab again.
Oh, she becomes an Arab again. What's it in? So the Gemara says, Rish Lakish Aymer, who einay chayav ala chalutza karis, va'achim chayavin ala chalutza karis. That's what he says. He says the one who did chalitza is not Eishes Achiv. The other brothers, it is Eishes Achiv. In other words, you see where it can get complicated. The one who did chalitza, so he grabbed the mitzvah. The mitzvah is even chalitza. He grabbed the mitzvah, so it's not eshes. There's no erva. It's poke erva. Other brothers who ignored the mitzvah, to them it is eshes achiv. That's what Rish Lakish says. Rabbi Yechon and Aimer, beinu bein achiv ein chayavin layal chalitza layal atzara karis. Rabbi Yechon says that it doesn't matter if you did yibum and chalitza, even if you did none, it was a tzara. A man died and left two wives. His chalitza's one wife. Even the second wife, it's poka erva. Even the second wife, the tzara, also poka erva. So it seems to be machlokes v'yechon and shlokesh agabi the other brothers at least. And like I said, this is the whole tumling. It's fascinating that there are two exceptions in arayas. No, Zarayas are also forever. Eishes Achiv, a brother's wife can turn into a mitzvah. I'm going to have soon a wife's sister, they're both sisters-in-law, a wife's sister, after Michmisa Sishtai, becomes mutter. No, there are two Arayas that are sort of exceptions to it. They're both sisters-in-law. The both case, one's a sister-in-law, a brother's wife, with a mitzvah yibum in certain conditions, and one's a sister's wife, where if the sister dies, you become mutter.
The wife sister.
I'm confused. The wife sister, and if the wife dies, so then there's a it's the mutter, and some hold that since the Torah is matter, it's an Indian.
If they divorce,
no, only that. The chaya, the tzrar. Yeah, I think it's that. Divorce, I think so. Yeah, it says the chaya on the Torah. So it's not the chaya.
What?
That's certainly Paka is right.
The brother and one of the guy has two wives. Is there an Indian on Kalita and even by both wives?
No, one and that's it. It's very clear. It's only one.
And if she doesn't have children for years, that doesn't fall off or something.
No. Yibum is a mitzvah even if there are no children. Gemara says that if someone has an isur lav, that falls to yibum. Minat Torah, he's allowed to be by Allah once. And Chazal geizer be Rishayna to be Yishniya. Marry her once, and they were geizer. But the mitzvah of Yibum is that first time together, whether a child is conceived or not, it doesn't matter. There's a Shloah Kaddish, there's a famous Shloah. He writes, Zloshin Samusar, he writes, this is the language he writes here, Dabini, he's not talking about Yibum, he's talking about every married couple. Dabini, She'ein lecha kol bia ubia shalai neilad bimenu klum. That's a lashon. The Hechav Elton says, "Dabini ein lecha kol bia ubia shalai neilad bimenu klum." Everything somehow, does something upstairs. So whatever it is, the one yibum, the one time they're together, that's somehow it's a kiyum of the Torah. What?
He was married to an Amzer.
Yisurei lavim that fall to ibum is there were guys that be rishayna to be a shniya. Let's say it's a.
And yet you were
Otherwise,
no,
yeah, you have chalitza. It's minat tari. That's right. So you have to do chalitza for the tari. Okay, so this is Sif Chav Beis Eish HaSachet. Okay, Chav Gimel and Chav Dalet are a new sugya. When you learn all the arayas, they, like I said, they become a mumble jumble. In the eyes of the Gedalei HaPaiskim and the Gemafarshim and the Gemara in Yevamis Chav Aleph, where most of this is brought, Chav Gimel and Chav Dalet are a new topic. The topic of Marisayim. Now, before I start, I just want to explain. The Shniyos are Erva Derabanan. So it's like one example was the Chazal added a generation. Min HaTorah, a person not allowed to marry his mother. Min Derabanan is not allowed to marry his grandmother. It's not a Marisayim thing. No one thinks your grandmother is your mother. Because people confuse it. They say, if you're allowed to marry a grandmother, you're allowed to marry your mother. It's a Siyog. That's Shniyos. All the Durabanans in Erva are a siyog. Not a marisayin. It's an idea that Chazal added a generation. You shouldn't think you're allowed to marry relatives. And that's what we had all along. The next two seifim deal with the nidain of marisayin, where we're makel for the most part. In both, it's actually machlokes Bavli and Yerushalmi. On cases of Marisayin, whether the Rabbanan were guys. Now we all know that we passed in like the Bavli against the Yerushalmi. Most of the time we didn't even talk about the Yerushalmi. But here we're going to see that that the Yerushalmi comes into play in Sif Chav Dalet and not Sif Chav Beis. We'll see. But what we're learning now is the next two Sifim, Chav Gimel and Chav Dalet, that these are the two Marisayin cases where there's a havamina to asat Marisayin in the Gemara, and the Gemara ends up that we're not guys of Marisayin. I'll just read you the Gemara. Gemara is in Saita Ben Gimel Amid Beis. Amar Yechon Amar Lezer Ben Yaakov Chugarta. That's Hagdilim Ben Ha'achim. That's a step sibling, a step sister. A man and woman get married. They each one brings their previous families together. They come together, live in the same house. So the shaila is the father's son allowed to marry the mother's daughter? The father's daughter allowed to marry the mother's son? I think I mentioned once that the Chafetz Chaim's married his stepsister. So obviously it's mother. So the Gemara says Chay Grasai Hakadilim Bein Achim. Asurali nasei laach demezi kachaisa. It looks like people say they grow up in the same house. It looks like his sister. So the first man, the Amr, the Gemara says, you're not allowed to marry a step sibling because of marisayin. Then the Gemara says, v'loihi kala isla. That's a kail. When people bring two families together and they have stepchildren, kala isla, it's known that they're stepchildren. So there is no Gezeira Marisayin. That's what it says in the Bavli. Rishami argues, but then we pass like the Bavli. So let's learn first this case, Sif Chav Gimel. Actually, Chav Gimel is even a step more. Let's see. Shnei Chargim, Hagdilim Yachad. Chayrig is a step relative. Shnei Chargim. I think the Chargim literally means a stepchild. But he's two stepchildren that grow up yachad babayis, that grow up together in a house, mutter. They're allowed to get married, kol echad, not only in b'chaveira, even also b'eishas chaveira. So you have here two stepbrothers, and not blood relatives at all. One marries a woman and dies, or divorces her. The stepbrother is allowed to marry the former wife of his stepbrother. That's mutter. And no machlekes here, right? Chabad brings the lashon of the Gemara. Gemara says that chayshish from marisayin to say it's nira keisha sachiv. Okay, no mafarshim. Here is one. There's a groch of zayin. Groch of zayin says the like how you shall me. The sugya de saita, I read you the sugya de saita. To like Yerushalmi. The klal in the Gra, it says in the letters of the Chazanish, when he brings another opinion, is when he says de loike, he's paskin like the first shita. This first shita, not like the other shita. When he says a shita, he says avol b'Yerushalmi. Avol means but. We're not going to paskin this way, we go with the second shita. That's the Chazanish writes. So here it's clean. He says Beloi, not like Yerushalmi. So Yerushalmi is afraid of Marasayan. The Bavli is, says Kala Islay. And Shalma Yisrael, everything is good. The person's allowed to marry the sibling of a stepchild, and there's no the Yerushalmi does not come into play. Now I do want to tell you there is a Rav Yehuda HaChassid who says not to marry stepchildren, and it's very interesting. That the Daki Tshuva brings that from the Paiskim, the Hasidish Paiskim, that this doesn't apply. It seems it's more common in the Hasidish world to marry within the family. And he says it doesn't apply. He writes, he quotes the Butch HaTorah, the Sefer Mili, the Hasidusa, and he says that it's a common thing. How common it could be, but it's a common thing, and therefore it doesn't apply, you're allowed to marry. The only catch that you and I could discuss is not Zeruah, the Dark Emotion says in Siri. What about the whole heter of step siblings is Kola Islahu? What happens if it doesn't have a Kola? What happens if they're raising children and pretending? It's a stepchild, but the stepchild came from some other family, adopted child, and they take the family name, you pretend it's a real child. So it's really a stepchild with a step sibling. They're not blood relatives. Does the heter apply? Look at the language of the Shulchan Aruch. It says, Shnei chogim hagedilim yachad v'bayis. You go, lo chashilim marasayim, lo mishanir akesh asachiv. So it says Agdil and Yachad b'bayis. They grow together up in a. They grow up in a together in a.
From an early age, they're like they were raised together. Yeah.
They're raised together.
If they come together in their 20s, you know, they
could then obviously call it. All right, Lamaisa, the place can don't make a chilik if it is or it's not. They take us through this arzarua. But as far as I know, the place can maybe I missed something. Don't make a chilik and. That's the halach lemaisa, is that this marasayin is Yerushalmi and it's not a Bavli and nobody passes like Yerushalmi. Even Shri Bila Chassid, no one's chayish Shri Bila Chassid. Me God alone, me Chafetz Chaim. I married a step sister, so it's mutter. Okay, easy enough.
Does that make a difference? More
formal. That's why I just asked if they adopt and take the family name, whether it's different. But the Paiskim don't make a shilluk, so we don't make our own isurim.
Is Marasayan, you're afraid that someone will copy them and do that, or they'll say that it's they'll you know that it's wrong?
Probably both. Marasayan
is both Marasayan and Shad, right?
Yeah, maybe I'll explain it this time the difference, because in this sif it's easy. Like I said, it's no mafarshim. Says it's mutter. We're not worried about marasayim because kala is life. I say it's to be havamina to make exera. Chazal didn't warn guys. But look at the next sif. Next sif is also a bavli and Yerushalmi, and the Shulchan Aruch says slightly differently. Mutter adam be'eshes chamav. Okay, what's this case? Eshes chamav. A father-in-law remarried. That was the mother-in-law died or was divorced. Either way, mutter adam be'eshes chamav. A man's allowed to marry the wife of his father-in-law. It's also Marasayan, right? When the in-laws come, she's coming. And she's married to the father-in-law. But still, it's a fair shin of Gemara. Mutta on the basis chama, b'chor chama, mutta b'ishtai. And the chama of his mutta with the son-in-law's other wife is also mutta. Obviously not his daughter, but then he says, yesh misha iser. Who is the yesh misha iser? So the Gra, in the next Gra, we look at Chav Zayin, Chav Ches, Yesh Misha Oysa B'Shneihem. It means the two cases in this Sif, Eishas Chamav and Chamav Be'eishas, his son-in-law. K'mash Kasab Taisvis, Dibra Maschel Umuta B'Shem Yerushalmi, they're both Yerushalmis. The previous thing, the Shulchan Aruch didn't bring Chalkin. Here it brings Chalkim. Ubesefa Yashu Kasim Shem Yerushalmi Eishes Chamav, the wife of your father-in-law. Veishes Chasnai, the wife of your son-in-law. Muteres Loi, really Muteres Loi, a muter. Avul Amru Chachamim Asuras Loi Mipnei Maris Ayin. And therefore, they it's Mutas Marisai. It's Aser the Yerushalmi says. Abu Chama Aslo Bishem Marisai. Now, V'ayim BeRashba V'chein Hu BePerek Alf the Dine Yishus maybe Svirale Kivan the Gemara Besoita Polig L'Maisa Yerushalmi the Bavli argues Al Churgin on the previous Sif Hu Adim Beishes Chama V'Chasnoi. And so the Ramban and the Rashi were makel. So it sounds very much like the Gra is Nemigon, the Ikra is like the Bavli against Yerushalmi. And I have to tell you, Tosfos there brings the following. He says, Maisa for provincia. There's a Maisa in France that Hoya Tifchai Tavuach Biyene Mozuk. That means that the wedding. They cooked everything for the way they're ready to do the wedding. Someone was marrying Eishes Chamav, his father-in-law's wife. Obviously, the father-in-law died already, or divorced. They married Eishes Chamav, and Rabbeinu Tam stopped the wedding. He didn't let them get married. He stopped the wedding. Lo, he said, even Shasat Chaketzas. Now, that's Rabbeinu Tam. The Rosh brings it, and the Tosfos that the Grot Sechen Tzu. They bring it. I think it's Daf. It's also in Daf HaFalach. The Maaser Rabbeinu Tam, and they bring and the Rabbeinu Tam and the Rosh Asered. The Rabbeinu, it's the one Rabbeinu Tam quoted in Tosfos and the Rosh. He Asered. Now, according to Klali Heroah, you have a Bavli against the Yerushalmi. We pass like a Bavli. And even if we'll make a 50-50, like Rishas Atchak, there's Ami Lismaich. There should be Ami Lismaich. It's a bit of a Dava Pella that Rabbeinu Tam was so machmir on the Marisayin of Eishes Chama. Now, the Beis Shmuel is marach a little bit on this. Look in the Beis Shmuel Yudches. We'll learn the beginning at least of what he says. Where's the Yudches? It's the narrow lines, about the eighth narrow line. Yesh Misha, Yisr Kei Pasuk HaRash. Mechaype Chargai, which was the previous sif, Leishas Chamush is this sif. Chaim Chuvas Mario, Chaim Pasek Habach. I don't know what the Lamed Hay Gimel is. Asur Chama BeEishas Chasnei Mishamar Asayin. Vikvar Nosa Eishas Chamav. What happens if you're already married? More Rabbeinu Tam. Every time they were getting ready to get married, you already got married. Because you were Semet Tzedek. If Nosa Al Pibalei Harama for Samin. If somebody passed him like the Bavli for him. Loi say, the loi gorem amayim shein lem saif. If a man gets lost on the open ocean in a Torah, the woman is allowed to get married. Rabbanan aser, they were chayish for miyatamotzoi that the boat got shipwrecked somewhere and the man's alive. So, but there, so chazal aser midrabbanan, but kind of loi say, come I shomer b'simi and zayin. So there are those who say that you're allowed to stay married. Miu nira, no. Okay. Odeishes chama of the kama paiskim matirim b'zeish lahakol and this is loisaitze. Avol b'shnia all the other derabbanans and this is teitze. V'loy mahani era shai rubali era have a ktayv edvar mishna. Okay, that's his geder hadavar. And so lemaisa he doesn't say if you're prepared a wedding you can get married. He says and this is loisaitze. Once you get married, so loisaitze. So the question is in Hayrah how this works. It's a very interesting lashon in the Shul Sav Seif. The Shul Lamed Ches he actually had. You can imagine it's common that a man would want to marry his father-in-law's second wife. It's but anyway, it happened to Tiber Rabbeinu Tam. Happened to Tiber Sav Seifer. He says this is his language. I don't know if this is a klal gadol. He says the Shoyl said it's a safik. The two shittas. So can you make a bechor? Someone wants to get married. So Sefer writes against Chuvah Lamechest and Ebenezer, "Ain anu v'supak in klal." It's not true. For us, it's not a suffix. Ela kol chachmei Ashkenaz v'tzarfas kiblu alayu shittas Rabbeinu Tam leesar that we were makabel on Ta'asa. Afila yiya ha'halacha k'rif ha'rambam. Even though the Rif and the Rambam are Mekel, the Rif is Mekel the Farish, and the Rambam doesn't bring the Yisr. V'kamokim k'var kiblu alayu b'vedinis elu. We have a Kabbalah on ourselves to follow the Rabbeinu Tam. When the Rabbeinu Tam argues with Rashi, it doesn't mean, it means Rabbeinu Tam argues with Chachmei Svarad. So we have a Kabbalah. Because of Asma, he quotes Asma, loy la malacha k'rif, im loy b'mokim shetas taisis chalkim. That we love to rip, but not in a place where. So it, the development of Rabbeinu Tam's chumra is a puzzle. It's a bodily against Yerushalmi, and Rabbeinu Tam is machmer, and he's a zayvayt machmer that it's some cipher, you know, who's the messiah person, the messiah of everything, you have the api messiah. So he. He says we don't play games with it. We have a Messiah, we follow Rabbeinu Tam.
Probably because he was still married to the stepdaughter.
Could be. There was a contemporary of the Chassam Sofer named the Noida Yehuda, who didn't tend towards the same reverence for Adas Yochid that were Mekabel against the Rif and the Rambam. He didn't go with such a Mahalach. Rabbi Yehuda also has a tshuva on this topic. Rabbi Yehuda Kama, tshuva chavav. And Rabbi Yehuda, it's very fascinating the way he attacks this. He says, how could you paskin like Yerushalmi against the Bavli? So Rabbeinu Tam writes, Ulai, Yerushalmi was later than the Bavli. Originally they didn't Nasser. And in later generations, Yerushalmi records the Isser. And so Rabbeinu Tam was mach. So Rabbi Yehuda says, I don't get it. The Man Yomer and the Bavli is Rava. The Man Yomer and the Yerushalmi is Rabbi Eliezer, is Rabbi Chanina, a Talmud of Rav, was the second generation Amalei, and Rava was Basra. So he says, I don't understand what they're talking about, that maybe the Yerushalmi was later and maybe it wasn't. So he's very unhappy about this. And then the Nabi Yehuda writes, Ein b'koichi litchais Rosh Rabbeinu Tam. He says, look, I can't, Rosh Rabbeinu Tam, that's Midi B'nai Ashkenaz. I can't knock them down. Avol. He says, Ma sheyesh limsa chilukim, if I could find a chiluk between their case and our case, I have a hetzer to do it, because really, the ikkah should be like the Bav. In his case, the father-in-law's wife, the son-in-law was marrying the father-in-law's wife, it was after Misas Ishtai. Let's go back. A mother-in-law, a true mother-in-law, is usher to the son-in-law. It's a chorus. Once the wife dies, the mother-in-law, what do you call it, mother emeritus, the mother-in-law, Delos was, is no longer Issa Sreifa, it's a more kaldic case. Maybe he says, listen, I'm stuck. I have to follow Rabbeinu Tam. But Dailonu, Rabbeinu Tam, if it's after his wife died, then he says that we have a more of a makom to be mekel. If I can make a chilek, so I'm a tzar if my chilek. Now bear in mind, most people who marry the father-in-law's wife, their wife is usually not alive while they're doing it. You know, this is the wife's stepmother. Usually she's not alive. It could be she's divorced. Everything could be. But bearing that in mind, to say what the Nagbi Yehuda does, which Paiskim sometimes do on a Dover, on a Chiddush and Din, is they say, look, I have to accept the Chiddush. Rapam used to do with all the Tzvas Rav Yehuda Achosi type of things. But you find the Chilik, or the Ruach Ra things, whatever we have a Kabbalah, we do. And if you can find a slightly different situation, that you're allowed to be made. So this was the approach of the Nabi Yehuda. Some Seifel his approach, Kedarka, you know, Chodesh HaSvera Torah, we have a Messiah, absolute. And the Nabi Yehuda had, I guess, a more easier approach. There is a Nach angle to all of this. The old klal of the Taz, that Adav HaMeforish B'Kra, you can't ask him as Rabbanan. We do find once in Nach that someone married his father-in-law's other wife. David HaMelech married Ritzba Basaya, That doesn't say Pesukim, but it Rashi means that Ritzva Basaya was Shaul's, had been Shaul's wife. Not Michal's mother, but it was another wife of his father-in-law, Ritzva Basaya. So in their collection of things that they have kashas on the Taz, they ask from Ritzva Basaya that most of it doesn't bother most of us. But
it's an hedron about it. So marrying someone.
Right, there's one more important, I'm sorry.
Don't make anything of the fact that there's no
Ramah on this. It's interesting. Why does the Ramah say, Yesh Mishayis of Achinayagin? Why does he say that? So I don't know. It's very hard to make something of a failure, of something left out. I don't know. There is a Shach in Hilchis Malicha, probably more than one place, in the case of Hilchis Malicha, where it says that Haminig is a certain way in the Ramah. And the Shach says, it's hard to say kvar nagu on a case where they forgot to do malich in a way 3 days and davod lo shchiach. So probably the Rabbah's hachi nagu, it'd be hard. As he brings Rabbeinu Tam, and it's hard to say that we makabel one way. It's a rare thing. So. Svaradim, it means you can be mekel. Because the kval of the mechaber is that you can be mekel. Anyway, the riff and Rambam are mekel. Why the mechaber brings the Eshmi Shoyser? It's a question every time he brings the Eshmi Shoyser. In Kloli Apsak, it says when the Shulchan brings the Eshmi Shoyser, if another bubble has rayas to the ice rim, he has a right to pass in that way. That's when the mechaber brings it. There is Dibris Moshe is a whole different thing. It's a mitzia that I was learning this. I took a glance at the Dibris Moshe on Yevamis to see if he has anything. He has a fascinating piece on the rule of Marisayim B'chalatera called the Yomzah Mishnah Brura. It's a mitzia. It's not a mitzia because the case of marrying your father's wife is not going to happen in 100 years. But what he talks about, it's a pella. He declares, he says, you know what they're arguing about? Marisayin in a case where people could figure it out. In other words, most Marisayins, I'll give you an example. Shulchan Aruch says if you have parava milk, you can't use it in a flesh of meal, that's Marisayin. You have to put shkedim on the table, you have to have a sign on the table. Because no one's going to figure out it's parava milk. Today, where parava milk is common, I think we already accepted that, no, it's not Marisayim. People see it, they'll assume it's parava milk. And it's milk and milk, you better get it off the table anyway. But, so something that people will say, we're not afraid of Marisayim, and some people won't say, unless it was a gezeirah with a light plug, but stam to be chayshish of Marisayim. Rav Moshe, that tshuva, see, that's our tshuva, it's this stickle of Dibris Moshe. He talks about how common does it have to be Marisayim. Eishes Chamov, a man's marrying his father-in-law's wife. Marisayim, people think it's his mother-in-law. Daisrim hold, people think it's his mother-in-law. Says the Matirin hold that people know that people have second wives. Not uncommon. It happens, people have second wives. Kolshkin is Mara Gemara, they could have multiple wives. But it's common that people could have second wives. Obviously, it's his father-in-law, and he's getting married. He's not a young man. So Ramesha says that the Iker, which is the Bavli, I mean the holds, that we're not Cheshish from Marisayin, where people can figure it out. He brings the Mishnah Brura. There's a Gemara in Avodah Zarah. The Gemara says, if you own a field or a store, and you want to hire a guy to work in your store, you're not allowed to. It's a mere lakum. You can't have a guy work in your business. What? On Shabbos. On Shabbos. I kill him Shabbos listening. I do it purposely. On Shabbos. What happens if you want to hire an artist, a sharecropper, a cobbler? You tell him, I own a laundromat, you get it. What do you pay me? You're not paying me anything. If you make profit, you give me a share of the profit. So, in the Gemara it says, and Avodah Zarah, I think the first parak, it's mutter because everyone knows that landowners have sharecroppers. The Bir Halacha is masupik if you have a situation where you get a contractor. A field, everyone has a sharecroppers. You have a laundromat, You want to have somebody there. You have a nursing home, you have somebody there. The Bir Halacha says, I'm not sure if it has to be Roiv, do it through someone else, or maybe 50-50. But it certainly has to be at least 50-50 to avoid Marisai. Rav Moshe argues vehemently. He says, 50-50? When do you get 50-50 by Marisayim? Most milk is milachik, but it's common to have parva milk. He doesn't bring the example of parva milk. I'm just giving you an example. So people see it, they realize that from Yid, why would I think he's doing an aveira? Rav Moshe argues with the Mishnah Berurah there, and he says it's enough that it's common. It doesn't have to be raiv, it has to be 50-50. Someone sees it and knows that it's a common thing, that's good enough. And he plugs this all into the Marisayan here of Machloik. Really, Machloik is how vite the Gezerah of Marisayan goes. All right, so we had today the two Sifim Marisayan and the Geshmaka Sif on Eishas Achiv. Okay, continue. What? Dibris Moshe is set in Yevamis. And I marked out the page number because it's a very long piece. Page Reish Mem Hei, Reish Mem Vav, in the Dibris Moshe.
Hello.